Parshashlach, the Tuchatoyim, the Tuchatoyim of Klal Yisrael that needed a certain amount of Midas Rachmim, of Yigim Midas Rachmim, is Chet Ha'Igel and the Chet of Meraglim. Everyone understands that Kigoydel Achet, that's where the Sheirish was bigger in what they're being paygim in. Because if these two Chatoyim were the big Chatoyim that Klal Yisrael did, and these two Chatoyim needed a Kapara of Yud Gimel Midas, or Teisha Midas in Shlach, then then we're talking about the two things that are Mudei Olam, and therefore the two Chatoyim were the big Chatoyim, and each one made a certain Pagam, and each one had a certain Malach Kapara. The two are Maimon Har Sinai with Chet Ha'Igel, and Bi'as Eretz Yisrael with Chet HaMeraglim. So we'd have to understand, first of all, those are the two Yesodis, the two pillars of Klal Yisrael are Maimon Har Sinai and Knesset Haaretz. And the difference between what is each one, what is each Maimed? What's the Maimed of Eretz Yisrael and what's the Maimed of Har Sinai? Where's the Pagam, where did the Pagam of Meraglim differ with the Pagam of Maimed Har Sinai? Where was it similar? Lamaisa in Parsha Shlach, you need only the Kapara of the lower or lesser Cheluk of Yud Gimel Midas. When Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel, he didn't say Hashem Hashem. He used only Hashem Erech Hapayim Vav Chesed and so on. He was missing some of the Midas. And the Tikkun feature was different and so on. I'd like to try to understand the differences and try to understand where the Mahalach was of the where the Yisoid was, where the Chet was, and where the Kapar was. That's one Nekuda. Secondly, the mitzvah of sending the Meraglim was a very strange mitzvah. It's the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu tosses out, if you want, Shlach Lecha Anashim Yisrael Saratz. You know, if you feel like it, Moshe, don't feel free to send some guys to look at Yisrael. I mean, what kind of tzivui is it? If there was nothing to it, in other words, if it wasn't a good thing, Moshe should have rejected. Moshe said no. They also asked the Mefarshim, the word lemar is usually at machlokes rishonim, Ramban, other rishonim, what the word lemar means. Many rishonim, the word lemar means to go and to repeat it and to be mitzava klal Yisrael. Some rishonim learns as a form of speech. Vaydav Hashem lemar means like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe the following. Basically, that's the. Many Rishonim learn Lema means go tell them, be mitzvah them. So the question is, if he's giving Moshe an option, then he's not being mitzvah him. The whole word shlach lecha midaitcha. It's interesting. By Maimed Har Sinai, Moshe also did something midaitoy. It says hoisev yemechad midaitoy, but there was no tzivui midaitoy. If Moshe could be trusted to do things midaito correctly, so by Har Sinai he guessed right. Here also he would have guessed right. What does it mean? Akash Baruch Hu's mitzavim should do midaito. I'd also like to understand the etzim chet amaraglim. Where was the chet? Like the obvious problem is they told exactly what was true. He told them go look, and they went and looked, and they told him it was true. I mean, what are you blaming him for? Another thing that's bothersome. I mean, you have 12 people that are the leaders of the Shvatim, and they were Nichshol. Good. The two people that were not Nichshol not because they were Tzadikim, but because of Koyach HaTfilah. It's almost as if they opted out of the Nisoyin. Kolov ran, the first thing he did, as soon as they landed at the airport, the first thing Kolov did was he ran off to Davin Chevron. So that sort of circumvented the Nisoyin. So he asked Pesachus to obviously he should be Nitzal. And Yeshua had it even better. Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal on him. So, I mean, the Gemara, the Akash Baruch Hu says, he says, you're all Rishoyim, you're going to die, except for two big tzaddikim who had a different Ruach HaCheres HaYisimam. What do you mean a different derech? I mean, say that they opted out. They went, they were mispalled and asked. So, you can't say that they're tremendous tzaddikim. They were Nitzal because they sort of took the easy way out, quote-unquote. Also, I mean, it's a child of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why didn't he daven for other people besides Yeshua? I mean, if he was mispal, he should mispal for everybody. Why only for Yeshua was mispal? And the different terutzim, I mean, there are a lot of terutzim, a mispal has to be curved to the one that he's davening and so on. But we're trying to understand the whole depash in its entirety. Let's go to a different, to another area, Bechlal. There's a chazal that says, a few places, Shloisha Botkan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omotzon Avit Shel Meir Aglayim. There were three people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Baidik them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu found them to be an Avit Shel Meir Aglayim, a very sharp loss. An Avit Shel Meir Aglayim is a chamber pot, a pot full of waste. That's meaning Ki'ilu. We have to understand also what's the lashon of Avichal Meraglayim. Avichal Meraglayim means the thing is a kli, it's a kli kibul, but instead of filling it up with wine, with shemen, with something good, the it's filled up with refuse. That's the partial meaning of Avichal Meraglayim. It's the kli is a kli, and it looks like any other kli. It's a pitcher, but instead of being filled with something good, it's filled with psilis. That's the muscle. So it says, who are the three? Kayan, Bilam, and Chizkiah Melech. Those are the three. Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these three people, Mela, Kayan was a Rosh, Bilam was a Rosh, and was Chizkiah. So Chazal say the same, very similar Nekuda by each of these three people. By Kayan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him and asked him, Ei Hevel Achicha, and he told him, Hashem Ochen Echi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him a question, he answered, Hashem Ochen Echi. Bilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asked him, Mi'em Anoshim Eile Imach? And Bilam answered him, you know, the Melech Moyav Shalach Haisi, and so on and so forth. And Chizkiah Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asked him, who are these people that came to you? And he told him, you know, he sent the things, and so on and so forth. Where's the Tain over here? What exactly was the Tain to these three people? I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him a question. I mean, you answer. I don't know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him. So Mela Kayan was a little bit mechutzif, like he tried to do out of it. So maybe that's what it means. But Bilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him who these people. So he answered, you know, they're shluchim. They sent me. They took me. Fine. The same thing. The Chizkiah Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him who are these people, and he told him they're shluchim from the Melech, and I sent them this, that. Where was the Mokum Taina in the Shaila Tshuva? It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Lashon Inkidug Masuch Harif, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Baidik them. In other words, there was an act of testing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu found them to be an Avit Shel Meir Aglayim. So the Ishbetzah says the following, and a Vart over there. It's a very deep Vart, and it's a very, very, it's Dvarim Nemum Shel Oilam there. The Rambam says that the Rambam brings the kasha v'idiyah and bechira. In other words, the Rambam starts a perek in Hilchos Teshuva perek Hey, rishus nesuna l'chol adam. Every person has rishus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave rishus to every single person to do toiv or ra. That is the mitzvah. And then you'll ask me, he says, and he brings v'shema toima. Maybe you'll say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything that will be. So how does a person have Bechira? He says, and so on. The Rambam says this question is past human comprehension. A person could not understand this question, and b'meila, there's no way I can give you the tshuva. Let's take the shaila and abstract it a little bit. Because the Rambam asks it b'teres logical question and answer. Let's take it a little bit and abstract what it means. The mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that his yediya encompasses the entire world. Because everything is clearly hakoil tzofui. Everything is known beforehand, meaning everything is destined. Varishus nesuna, lashon Mishnah Pirkavis, means there's a makom of bechira chafshis. The makom of bechira chafshis means there is a certain framework wherein this is oblivious. I don't at all see, know, understand that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has any is interfering in my bechira. And that's like that says, Harishus Nesun El Chaladam. So there's a framework which within which every area that a person was given to act, where there's a mitzvah or an avera, and there's no clear, there's no nevuah, there's nothing, that area is an area where a person has rishus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu seemingly does not intrude. And that's the only thing that allows mitzvahs and averus. A person, when he does a mitzvah, he can't say, well, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, it'll be anyway. If he wants, I should wear tefillin tomorrow morning, the tefillin will be there. If he doesn't want, they won't be there. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have a lulav and esrog, well, he'll make sure that they'll grow in my backyard. If not, it's his problem. There's no such thing. Chas v'shalom, a person has to say, imenanili mili, that if I don't do it, no one's going to do it, and I have a chiv to do it, and this is where there's a tzuras adam kidmus yoitzroi, and it's kulay bershusi. That's the right approach to that chelek v'avoda. And whatever's out of a person's hands is biyad Hashem. That is certainly the first step of making use of that chelek of bria where a person was given rishus to be mishtamish and so on. But then there's a second chelek of it. If a person lives with the understanding that rishus is a stira to yediyah, then be'etzem he's a koifa b'miktas. Not a koifa hakol, but it's a koifa b'miktas. He's saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a lot of shlita. Through choice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to take a part of the bria and it's hands off. And that's what it is. So be'etzem the person is emptied out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a chelek of the bria. And that is, in Amuna, it's a pegam in Amuna, a big pegam in Amuna. So what a person has to do is the following. A person has to do avoida as if there is no HaKadosh Baruch Hu predestining. A person has to take everything that he has and say, Im ein ani li mili. If I'm not going to sit and learn, I'm not going to know. And if I'm not going to give tzedakah, the poor man's going to die of hunger. And if I don't, and if I'm not misaken the world will not be mitukin. That's what a person has to do. And then, when the person finishes, the person has to say, Hakol shalcha. Lemaisa shalcha. We once spoke, shalcha shalcha. That this chelik, that lechura, I was mitaken, and I was the one who did it, because you chose not to be there, be'etzem, it's hakol me'itcha. I don't know, you know, but I have to say, once I finish using my bechira, I have to say be'etzem does hakol tzofi. The hakol tzofi v'shus nesuna is, but once after I finish with the shus nesuna, there's an avoda to bring it back again to the hakol tzofi, that it should not be a steer to it. So in the oimek of emuna, there's a chelek of the bria that first step requires a nanamuna, or believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel, is emptied out that chelek, that he's given it to us. And when we finish, understanding that be'etzem, everything is back again to where you destined it to go. That is the avoida of Bechira and Yediya. The avoida is to use Bechira as it's meant to be used, and then to once the person has taken it, to realize that it goes back again into the world of Yediya. The three people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Baidik, he was Baidik the same way. He was Baidik by, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chatted, and he said, Rebilam, who are these people here? So what's the pshat? The pshat was HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a rishus nesuna. And it was the question of HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that's a chelik where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is choosing not to put his hands on it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Chizkiyah, who are these people? The question means that when you ask a question, you're saying that this area is an area that I have no drishus to regulate. That's what a question. When I ask you, what's this all about? I'm saying, well, I don't have my hands on it. So the shaila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creation or the expression of the fact that this is an area that's bidei Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me, and this is biyada. So what should a person answer? So if you answer like these three answered with an answer, then the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was baidikim and found them a vichel meraglaim. What do you mean you answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Well, let me introduce you. What are you supposed to answer? So the Ishbitzer says it on in the parasha Yecheskel of Tchias HaMeisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Yecheskel, HaTichyeno HaTzomes HaElu. Do you think that these bones are going to live? And Yecheskel answered, Ato Yodato, you know. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up a mokoim of Rishus. He asked him, what do you think? And he did the Avoda by filling it up with Yediyah. The ultimate Navedas Adam is to take the Mekoimus of Rishus and the Bria and to be Megala the Hakol Tzofui in the Mokim that's Rishus Nesunah. That is the Avoda. And Bemela, that's the Oimek of the Losh Chazal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was baiting them and found it to be a Navit of Meraglaim. A Kli is a Mokim Milui. It's an empty, every Kli is empty, and you fill it with something. A person is supposed to fill it with Das Hashem, Yediyas Hashem. Every makom that's empty in the Bria, a person is supposed to do the mitzvahs and say, Be'etzem Ato Yodato. When it gets filled with Maisa Adam, that's what it is, that's called Meraglaim. That's Avichal Meraglaim. So the person who was Oymer on the correct way of doing it was Yecheskel, who answered Ato Yodato. That's the Ishbitzer's avort. Niflad Moit. The right tshuva to an answer, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks a question, he's presenting a mokum in the Bria that's empty of Elikus. And this is the mokum where Das Adam is going to say Ato Yodato. He's going to be megala that it's a mokum that belongs to Yedi also. That's the Elu Dvar. Let's take it to another place. In Krishma, there's two parashas. There's a parasha of Kabbalos Oil Malchus Shemayim, and there's a parasha of Kabbalos Oil Mitzvahs. It's modna. Kabbalos Oil Malchus Shemayim is very simple. You believe Shema Yisrael Hashem Kein Hashem Echad. You believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. You mechuyev la'ava le'yira b'chol levav chol nafshecha moedecha. Give up everything for it, and ukshartam. And Vayotay Tefais, Uchsaftam, you make simonim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. Period. That's Kabbalah's Omar Shemayim. What would be Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs if it was similar to Kabbalah's Omar Shemayim? Be the same. You know, Vavaretes Hashem Alekecha, V'chol Avav Chol Avsham Echa, Uchsaftam Saftam. B'chol Nat. V'hoya. Im Shemaya Tishmol Tzva Yisai Shnechem Tzav Eschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a Rishus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, here it becomes very iffy. You can choose to do mitzvahs, and then you get keshamim. You can choose not to do mitzvahs, and then you'll get and then you won't get keshamim. I mean, schar vaynish comes into this parasha. Why? How does schar vaynish come to Kabbalah's oil? Kabbalah's oil is the opposite. The Kabbalah's oil should be that you have to do it no matter what. You know, you kavodim, amisham shalom as kavod pras. Teretz is that's not the movement of the parasha. The movement of the parasha is it's a parallel parasha to Kabbalah's oil machas shemayim. Kabbalah's oil machas shemayim is the hair that there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you know, and that's all there is in the Bria is Hashem Echot. That's the hair of Kabbalah's Omar Shemayim. Kabbalah's oil mitzvahs is that with the world of mitzvahs in the Bria is the makom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel distanced himself. It's the makom HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a rishus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I cared, there doesn't seem to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't seem to permeate that world. Because how could there be rishus? V'hoya im shomer tishmu is a description of the world of mitzvahs. And the person the schar va'oynish is showing you that in the world of bechira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists as well. It's you first have to dehear the bechira shebedava, and then you have to dehear the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is osed lodan esakol and bal karcho chatosed etim v'cheshbin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there as well. That is, so Kabbalah's oil mitzvahs is Kabbalah's oil in a lower part, which is much harder. In the highest way possible, there's Kabbalah's oil machus shemayim, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all over, and his idea is Hakol Tzofui, the belief in Hakol Tzofui. The Kabbalah's oil mitzvahs is that in the world of Arshus Nesuna, there's also Hakol Tzofui. The end of that parasha, Voyim Shemoya, finishes. If a person is mekabel oil mitzvahs, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, kimei hashamayim al haaretz, like the days that shamayim's al haaretz, because this is the nekuda of Eretz Yisrael is the mokoim where shamayim is al oretz. The pasuk says hashamayim shamayim lashem. In other words, the chelik of the bria that corresponds to akol tzofui is called shamayim. And hashkifu mimayin kotshicha. The chelik of the bria that is kulo yashem and kulo yidia is shamayim. V'ha'aretz nosan livnei adam means that's the mokoim of Arshus Nesuna. Mamish, kipshutai. And it is a split. There's Shemayim and there's Aretz. And they don't loylom loyorat shchina lamata masara, loylom loy ola adam lamayla masara. There's lamata masara and lamayla masara. And the twain never meet. There's one place in the world where Shemayim is al Aretz. They're aligned perfectly, where a person can see that on Eretz, the Shemayim is al Eretz, and that's Eretz Yisrael. There's a lashon Gemara, show me a place where the Nashki Shemayim va'ara. Show me a place where heavens and earth kiss together. That's the Mokum on Mishkan, the Mikdash. Eretz Yisrael is a place in general where Shemayim is al Eretz, and whereas in and the Mokum Amigdash, it's Nashke Adodi Mamish. It's they touch. When you take a look in the Parashat Ekev, where there's a description of the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim. So it says, Mitzrayim is L'ragl Chotishta, it's the water is at your feet. In other words, it's Mineu Bey in the world of Eretz. The Eretz is Mashke itself. The Nilus comes l'rak lecha, and it's mashke. So the world is locked into Eretz, and Eretz has no chance to Shemayim. Eretz Yisrael is different from Tara Shemayim Tishta. The Eretz Yisrael is a place where the Eretz is zokuk l'shemayim. Eretz has no key within itself. There is no mitzvah of Eretz without Shemayim, and b'meila you need the Shemayim al Eretz so that the Eretz has a key. That's the chilek Eretz Yisrael and that. In Tzino Lemedim, that the yichud of Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael's the mokim, where the ha'aretz nasa levnei adam is seen as the hemshech of Shemayim Shemayim Lashem. The Shemayim Shemayim Lashem ve'aretz nasa levnei adam, so basically ha'aretz nasa levnei adam is also Lashem. When a person dehears the vav achibur, to Va'aretz Nasan Ve'odom, he dehears that it Shemayim Shemayim Lashem, and so is the Aretz Nasan Ve'odom also Lashem. The two ma'amodis of Maimed Har Sinai and Eretz Yisrael were those two yesoides of Kabbalah Zol Machu Shemayim and Kabbalah Zol Mitzvahs. That's why the Olam of Mitzvahs was not Sholem till it came to Eretz Yisrael, because the world of mitzvahs is zokuk. Eretz Yisrael is the world of mitzvahs has its mokum in Eretz, has its mokum in Arshus Nesuna, And b'meila, it has its metzias only, and etzol is the makom for it. Maimon HaSinai started with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, was kerea ol shamayim, all the rekiyim, and you saw this enoid molvadei but HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. That was Shema Yisrael. That was the Pasha Shema Yisrael. The makom, the HaSinai, never became Kaddish after that Gilui. Forget, HaSinai has zero significance. We don't know where it is. It has no Kedusha. It's nothing. Because it was a Gilui, Mipchinas Shemayim, Mipchinas Dehakol Tzofui, it was a Gilui, She'en Kedug Masai, and never be again. But it was a Gilui of HaShemayim, Shemayim LaShem. So B'melech, there was no Mokom Chasima on Eretz Nasa B'nei Adam. That was Maimon HaSinai. The Knesset Eretz Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael was the Mokom where the Va'aretz Nasa B'nei Adam would become Mechubet HaShemayim, Shemayim LaShem. And B'melech, Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. And in certain yonim, kitchel shayt kitchel said lava in the makom mikdash. The oilam of mitzvahs was Eretz Yisrael, and vechulu. So there were two halves to Klal Yisrael be metak in the bria. The first half was they would bring down. They would be megala the Hashemayim Shemayim LaShem, and that they were matzliach. The chet came afterwards. There was a gilui into the world of Shemayim Shemayim LaShem, and except it wasn't yet. There was no makom to be mamshechit. That's why they were in a midbar. A midbar is a place that's not a place. It's not. It does not shaykh to yishuv. It's a midbar. The Maral speaks about a few places. Midbar is not makom yishuv. It's not a makom. It's a. There's no places in the midbar. In the midbar, you can't be koyvea mekoymis. There's no streets. There's no avenues. There's nothing. It's midbar. That's it. There's no kedusha there. There's no zeicha to what was there. That's the makmidah. The doyer was called for that reason a doyer deya. They were called a doyer deya in. They were kuloi das, and that was the metzias of doyer deya, doyer midbar. The Eretz Yisrael was supposed to be the makom where that doyer would become. They would bring that das into the Aretz Nasim Adam. Over here, the Chet came before. The Chet came before the Knesset Eretz Yisrael, and B'meila, they never went into Eretz Yisrael. They went in, but not with the direct Hemshech. There was a Nituk between Shemayim Shemayim LaShem. The Dordeya was the Dor of a Shemayim Shemayim LaShem, and the Aretz Nasim Adam never was the same people. Two different people. One group was Oymer and Shemayim Shemayim LaShem. One group was Oymer Aretz Nasim Adam. It wasn't the same person, and b'meili you didn't have that Hamshach that you're supposed to have where one goes into, flows into the other. It's no mikra. This is called Dordeya, and these are called miraglim. This miloshen regel, and this miloshen deya. The regel is the makom chibur of a person to the aretz, and this is the makom of kvi. The cheta miraglim was, and that was the whole tsura. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe shlach lecha, because the tsura's kenisa in Eretz Yisrael was going to be v'rishus nesuna. From now on, the tzura of that of what they were their avoda in Eretz Yisrael was supposed to be an avoda of Rishus Nesuna. So b'meil it has to start with Shlach Lecha Midaitcha. Maimed Har Sinai was Kulu Shemayim Shemayim LaShem. It was Kuli Betzivui. Moshe was Moshe Midaitoi. In going to Eretz Yisrael, the Etzem Metzius was a Metzius of Shlach Lecha. It because it's the world of midaitcha. Mitzvahs can't be ba'inis. Kofalim harke gigis har Sinai was ba'inis because in Shemayim Shemayim LaShem it's kuli ba'inis. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen is akol tzofui. There's no mokum for bchira in that world of akol tzofui. So that's why it's kofalim harke gigis. Knesset Eretz Yisrael be'etzem at v'midaitcha, because that's the world in which there would be, in which they would now do avoda. So it had to be shlach midaitcha. They had to go look at it kederach hateva. the tikkun was that to be so. Let's first see what the chetim ragim was. The chetim ragim was they were right to say that it's very they're very strong and they're very powerful and everything that they were supposed to report that. The chet lay in one word, and they said ephes. They said every report, every time a person gives a report, there's two parts to it. There's the description, and there's the bottom line. This and this is the case. These and these are the people. This and this is the situation. Therefore, so-and-so. L'mashal. Somebody comes and tells you, this is a place with wonderful business opportunities. There's a lot of growth, there's a lot of this, a lot of that. But, so-and-so-and-so. The word but says that there's a problem that will be mineh it. In Eretz Nosan Livnei Odom, so in as much as a person makes a realistic appraisal that this is the mahaloch and this is what's supposed to, this is how we have to go about doing it, then fine. The minute you say ephes means you're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not enter this world. Rabbi Yisai, in this world we can't rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this world we have to do it only B'derech HaTeva, and B'derech HaTeva there's no makom over here. That is the specific kfira to the world of Eretz Yisrael. In the Mahalach of Eretz Yisrael, the way it should have been, Kitikunai, in Ha'aretz Nosan V'Odam V'Sirz HaShmai Yisrael L'Hashem, and they said Ephes, as they said, you know, it's a wonderful land, but, the word, what do you mean but? It's a question how. It's not a question however. However means, and it's not that they didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There wasn't a kfir, and Chet HaEgel was a kfir in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't a kfir in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They just said, Manefshach. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us to Eretz Yisrael, that means that Yisrael is a makom where the shiltein is Arishus Nesuna, and there's no makom for Hakol Tzafui. It's a place for Bchira, not Yediyah. That's Kfira. You're supposed to see the Bchira and say Ata Yodata. You know, it's a place that this and that, and we will have to conquer it by being Loichem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lead us to Melchama. That was the Chet. And that's why the Mokrim Tefillah, that's why the two people were saved in Tefillah. So we asked the Kasha that Lechura, they sort of got out of it. They went around it. Adrabah. Tefillah is specifically the Mokrim of where a person is being oimed on the fact that the Hakrel Tzofui belongs to the Mokum Rishus as well. If in a place where a person's Maisim was supposed to function and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have a Drisus Regel, so there's no Mokum for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean, just like the one place where we find there's no Mokum at Tefillah, Loma Titzakun, it was for whatever reason by Kriyas Yamsuf, there was no mokum for Ashuras Ashchina. The over here the halacha would be that it would now be where there's a mokum tefillah. It means you can take HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha, the hakrel tzofui, and put it into the place of Shus Nesuna. When a person stands up and he davens and he says he davens after choinen that there should be siyata shmai and learning and baruch aleinu in ezizki parnos and so on, what the person is doing is he's bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to empty. In the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to give a person a makom avoda, a person is bringing him back. So it's not the pshat tefillah was a way around the chet. Tefillah was the etzem tikkun achet. Tefillah was the place where a person would be makir that be'etzem it's kula b'yad Hashem, even those areas that a person has a real chayv to ke'ilu, there was no lamayla. So tefillah was takir. And the reason why, maybe, the reason why he was mispal only for Yeshua and not for someone else, because it's not keilu if you mispala, Kadosh Baruch Hu gets you out of it. Since Yeshua was a Talmud of Moshe, so Moshe's Metzias was Yeshua's Metzias. If Moshe deherded it as a Mokoim, the purpose of the tefillah here wasn't, if you mispala, Kadosh Baruch Hu will grant you your wish. So why didn't you wish for all 12? The Etzem Maisa Tefillah is the Aveda of where a person is being Makke. That's the Guf Aveda in that Mokoim of Yeshus Nesuna. And Bemela, since Yeshua was his Talmud, so Bemela, then his Metzias was his Metzias. There's an interesting Chazal. It says that Kal Yisrael was very to brachen after the Chet Meraglim. So it says Akadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Parsha Nesachim. The Parsha Nesachim was kilu a tikkun al Chet Meraglim. It's a dava mufla. What shayches does one have? Mine and Nesachim as a tikkun Chet Meraglim. But you see it in the Parsha. The first thing Akadosh Baruch Hu said, well, when you go into it, you're talking about the Nesachim. So the Medrash says, Chazal say that Nesachim when a gay only when it came to Eretz Yisrael, and Bemela when they came to Eretz Yisrael, that itself was ki'ilu the kapara, it was ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vasar mepsura. But who gufa? I mean, why is Avodas Nesachim taka an Avodah in Eretz Yisrael? In Chazal it says also, it's Chazal and Koheles, the a lot of other places. There's two pchines. There's achila and there's shtia. In other words, the karbanis are kaviyachol, the chaymer of the world. A behemah is something that's very grub. It's oretz. It's behemahs are behemah and meat is as artsy as you can get. It's called kuli artsy. Yayin is called mesamach vav anoshim velikim. Yayin is something where a person meat lamashal. Chazal say we like the Gemara that the reason why I don't understand this loyachalna, why you don't understand loyachalta biser the Torah. You didn't eat basar of asher. If you'd eat basar sher, you'd have a very clear, concrete havana. That's the basar sher is the calorikite of artis. It's the fat. It's the fullness of arts. Yayin always gives a person a havana that's me'evil la'aretz. Yayin is something that fakert mitzad the edelkeit of yayin. It has in itself a certain compared to achila and compared to psar sher. This is ke'ilu adava ruchni. It's ke'ilu and it's called mesamach levav anoshim and lekim. There's an akud over there where it goes past where Adam is. It's something of shemayim to it. A person has new machshavas with yayin. It's a different. It brings a new ruach to a person. Very different. Basar is mechazik the chumis of a person. A person feels full. A person feels satisfied. A person feels strong. In yayin, a person feels fakert. He feels elevated. He feels inspired. He feels giddy. The metzias of yayin is always timochich lamala. Nesachim on karbonis was the kimeh shemayim al oretz, an avoid of kimeh shemayim al oretz, parallel to the metzias of Eretz Yisrael. You know, Nesachim was a psura, not b'mikra they were going to Eretz Yisrael, but that Klai Yisrael would have an avoid eventually of shemayim al oretz. If you take a look, there are two nafkaminis. There's a few nafkaminis between the tzura of being mispalel for chet ha'egel and being mispalel for chet ha'meraglim. The difference, there's a striking difference in what happened. In chet ha'egel, it says vayinochem Hashem al ro las lamoi shadibo las lamoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had charata. Zeh, Moshe Rabbeinu was a spalel with a seder atfil HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his kaviyochel din, cheshbainis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vayinochem, it's not a dialogue with Moshe Rabbeinu that whether he's going to be Melchaz or not. Vayinochem Hashem means HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel kishla atzmoy was mishanet gzar din. In Chet HaMeraglim, it says, solachti kidvarecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stelled zu slicha to maase adam. It's not. It wasn't an internal process because it's a parallel. The one is parallel to the other. In the metzias of in doyer of in Maimar Sinai, the pgam was kula lamalo, and the chet was lamalo. There was no mahalach where shemayim which shalzach tzu to aretz, and b'meila it all stayed over there. And l'chol ha'yoyisa Kadosh Baruch Hu looked at Ma'is Adam again. V'enochem Hashem alav shedibalas islami. It's an internal thing. In the metzias of Eretz Yisrael, it what needed to be was a tzustel that in Ma'isa Adam should still tzu Hashuas should still tzu Hashuas Hashchina. Solachti kidverecha is the chiddush that was in the scala in Chet HaMeraglim. One more, the pasuk, the pshuta shemikra means something else. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going back, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that despite the fact that they did an Avera, and despite the fact that they were choyte, they should know that you know, it's there won't be Chil Hashem. So he says, Vayim Hashem Salachi Kidverecha, that we just mentioned, Ve'ulom Chayoni. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashbiah, is Nishba. V'yimolei Chvoid Hashem es kol ha'aretz. The pagam of Chet HaMeraglim was a pagam where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was was chased back to Shemayim. He wasn't given the chance to be Nichnas la'aretz. And the tikkun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, despite that Wulam Chai Oni V'molei Chvoid Hashem es kol ha'aretz, that eventually the Kvoid Hashem will be Malik kol ha'aretz, despite the fact that there was a chet over here, because the maisa of Knesset Haaretz was the maisa of Yemolei Kvoid Hashem es kol ha'aretz, and the chet HaMeraglim stopped it. The chet HaMeraglim tossed a barrier, created a barrier between Hashemayim Shemayim, Hashem V'aretz Asa V'Adam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that despite the fact, you'll see Adrabba, they thought they would make that barrier, because of it there would be a hemshech of Kvod Hashem Malik Kol Haaretz. The Dvarim, the way they are Nisgavim Moed, you're talking about, but in Avodas Adam, there's a makom, definitely in a makom v'avoda, a person has to push, and a person has to work, and a person has to do everything with the understanding that it's rishus nesuna. But you see in places where it's not, when a person does what he can, and it doesn't work, so the reaction is sometimes frustration or anger, that becomes a michshol. I don't even mind, but there's one tzustel to Chet HaMeraglim. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go into Yisrael, according to the Rambam, because of Kas, the mitzvah of Kas in by the Chet by Meir Meriva, and the Maral is Ayet says Mefurish Yan Lo Emantem. So the Maral says a maimin is not koyis. That's Losha Maral, and he speaks. He's a little bit mirech on it. The and you find another place. It says Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, "Vayis anev Hashem bi lemanchem." HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry at me because of you. Did let me that Yisrael. What do you mean because of you? I mean they did chet HaMeraglim, and he did a chet of kas. Let's call it or whatever was over there. The Yan Lo Emantem. The teretz is the place where you see in a person that he doesn't dehear the Shemayim Lashem in the Aretz Asim Adam is in the midah of kas. Person works his hardest, and he's happy working, and if he feels he did his best, he's happy with the results. That's the midah toiva. Then the pshat is the person put hakol tzofui into rishus nesuna as well. I know a mice of two anoshim gdolim. One of them wanted to do something. He was very matzliach. He did a lot of things for Torah in for Klal Yisrael and Torah. And he was undertaking something else, which was a shaila if it would be, there were problems, there were shailas if it would be good or not, and this person was pushing ahead. The other person told him, you should know that koichi vaitzim yadi is possible by ruchnis as well. Maybe it's not 100% because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. Maybe there's an akud of self. By us, it's more shchiach. A person works hard and he pushes very hard. That's what he's supposed to do. Any slack in the world of Rishus Nesuna is not permissible. This is not the world of Yediyah. It's the world of Bechira. But when a person once a person has done that world, he's learned b'meitav koyach, he's been spalak v'yichol, is that, and he's not satisfied with the results. So the pshat is he did the same thing exactly. So you're saying that this is a world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely out of it, and it's whatever I make of it will happen, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no say. I mean, if you did your best and you got up to point A, so isn't that the Hakrel Tzofui in that world of Rishus Nesuna? It's important to understand that a person has to live on the one hand with the pressure of doing the most in the world of Rishus Nesuna, because that's how it was given. But the Sefer Shel Davar, the chedva, the simcha that a person has if he did everything, and whatever happened is b'yad Hashem, that's where a person that has v'ulam chayani v'molik v'yad Hashem is kol haaretz. Shabbos.